I'll now call the board back in session. Mr. Lane?
Okay, we are on case number 11531, the application of RMG Investments LLC. Site is north of South Carolina Avenue, east of Bunning Avenue, and being Unit 2 within the South Carolina Place condominium. 911 address was not available at the time of the application. The tax map ID is District 134, map 23.16, parcel 300, and being Unit 2. Requesting a variance from the rear yard and corner and front yard setback requirement. And to be more specific, they're requesting a 4.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard and a 9.1-foot variance from the required 15-foot corner being a front yard setback because it's a corner. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, no mail returns. For the record, I did look at the database, and we have parcel number 300 in close proximity at a variance on the side in 1985. Parcel 309 had a variance on the front and side and a square foot variance in 2001. Parcel 298, which is across from the site, had a variance for setback in 1983. And that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. Sir, you can go ahead and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Ellico, 34281 Vines Creek Road, Dyckenville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Here on behalf of RMG, they have a family thing, somebody that's sick in their family, so I'm speaking on behalf of them.
Okay.
This is a duplex. I have copies of showing the structure, what we're proposing to do.
Is that right here?
Yes.
Right.
It's got the also LRS approval. Unit 1, which is next door, was granted a variance last year for the same screen porch, covered porch, and open deck,
okay,
plus a little bit more. The owners would like the same, just all they're looking for is the screen porch and a covered deck, open deck, same size to keep the unity, keep the uniform look of the building the same. So if you're looking from the beach at the building, it's going to look exactly the same, one side to the other. By having one on just one side granted ahead of time, they block the owners on the south side's view of the north, as well as wind. Airflow in the summertime is critical. It would be nice to have a little airflow going through. So that's another thing that they just want to be able to be equal with the unit that was already approved. Also, by cantilevering this deck out 4 foot out, there's sand dunes way it runs back. It as time's going on, it's caused the middle of the building, there's a partition there, it caused it to prematurely rot out. So by cantilevering out, this will prevent that from happening. It gives it extra room because the roof from the top deck, open deck, above the screen porch, sticks out 4 more feet, whereas before it just dropped off even. It doesn't interfere with anyone's view from behind them to the side of them. I think that's going to pretty cover a lot of what you all have asked for.
Okay.
Can I ask a question real quick, just to clarify? You're referring to the other unit being Unit 1 in the same building?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
All right, let's see if there's any questions. Mr. Mills?
Unit 1, you say, was approved a variance.
Yes.
So obviously they convinced the board that they met the standards.
Yes.
So you need to do the same.
Well, I thought by, I could go over the paperwork again, whatever. Uniqueness and circumstances. I mean, we're trying to make it the same exact kind of, and the one uniqueness, we're trying to make it unique by keeping it the same. You know, it's not unique anymore, it's like obviated.
What's unique about the property that you need the variance?
I'm sorry?
What's unique about the property in irregularity or narrowness or shallowness or what have you, the physical conditions that you would need this variance?
Well, for the fact that now that you know the neighbors is blocking the view as well as the air, flow.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to affect any possibility of development. Doesn't affect any of the surroundings.
Well, the possibility of development is that there's, the question is, can't otherwise be developed? And obviously it is developed.
To a limit, but I if the neighbor was granted permission, we're just trying to make the building uniform, give them the same opportunity as what the neighbor has.
These are two different owners, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes. And we tried, the owner tried to come on at the same time as the other one. The surveyor did not have everything right, so that stuff was submitted, and then the family has gone through a lot of turmoil with a family member that's sick, that's where they're at right now dealing with. So I'm here on their behalf to walk through this if I can.
Do you recall the name of the neighbor?
Kromitis, Krometis. I mean, they did a lot bigger impact, the imprint. They added 4 foot, which isn't a big deal, whatever, to the north side of their building. A living space. This is just unlivable living space, that open porch, an extension of the existing that's there.
So can you give us an explanation of what's there now? How does this thing look now?
Right now? If there was a screen porch right there.
What's the structure you have there right now? So three-story
building.
Okay.
What's shown on the print, yes.
And it's elevated, correct?
Yes, sir.
What you're asking for is for that first level, the first elevated level.
Correct.
Am I right?
You stick out 4 feet, 4.45 feet.
Further than what it does now.
Correct, to match the next door neighbors.
Will there be an expansion above that on the other levels, on the second level?
Just the second level open deck part, which creates the roof for the covered porch.
So there's no closed expansion?
No.
Okay. No. Mr. Workman?
You are coming out 4 foot, right?
4.5 feet.
The top and bottom?
Yes.
Yeah.
And to 4 feet out to the side, too. There's 4 feet there existing,
yes.
But it's not enclosed.
Okay.
I mean, it's open deck.
Open deck.
And they want to enclose that, and that way it will give the exact bounce, if you're looking at the beach, that it looks the same.
Okay.
And did the neighbors put a wall up?
It has to be. There has to be a wall.
From the deck that already exists?
There has to be. A firewall.
I'm just saying, but in between. The way that your drawing showed up on the survey for the Denrec, it appears that there's a wall.
And there is.
Okay, just asking, just trying to find out.
Yes, yes.
So what you've got, what I'm hearing from Mr. Lank from you, you've got a second level open deck on top of a covered porch.
Yes.
And then between this unit and unit number one, there's a wall, like a partition.
Yes, sir.
But there's no rooftop cover in that deck. There's no...
Nothing.
Okay.
No.
It's just a partition wall.
Yes, sir. Okay. Firewall. Because it's a duplex. You have to have drywall, whatever, in between.
So that took your view, or your client's view?
Yes.
So therefore, you're suggesting that it wasn't created by your...
No.
Applicant.
Exactly.
Okay. You're suggesting that won't, alter the essential character of the neighborhood because it's already been done on the other side of the building?
Yes, sir.
And you feel that it's a minimum variance to afford relief?
Yes. Thank you for walking me through this.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Hearing none? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I believe the applicant has demonstrated that the property is unique by being a duplex. Cannot necessarily be otherwise developed in strict conformity and uniformity with the adjoining ownership. He has also testified that it wasn't created by the applicant, being that the adjoining duplex was changed and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that it is a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would make a motion we approve case number 11,531.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,531. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,531 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.